Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette plans utility billing system overhaul in September. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Starting next month, Gillette residents who pay their utility bills online could see a new interface with more features and faster updates. According to the Gillette News Record, the city is switching from its current third-party software, Invoice Cloud, to an in-house platform called Utility Access. Utility Services Manager Laura Shamian said the move is driven by resident feedback, especially frustration over Invoice Cloud's lack of real-time data and 24-hour delays in balance updates. The new system, tentatively launching September 1st, will offer real-time balance updates, service connection and disconnection requests, and access to consumption history. However, users will need to create a new account, and those using AutoPay must contact City Hall or call 686-5206 to transfer their payment info, which cannot be migrated due to encryption. Shamian said the city will send out notices to help guide residents through the transition. Legal drag races coming to Old Highway 59 this Saturday. After months of planning, Legal Drag Racing is coming to Campbell County this weekend. 307 Outlaw Streets LLC will host the first of two sanctioned racing events on Old Highway 59, known locally as Little Powder River Road, starting Saturday, August 3rd. The Campbell County Commission unanimously approved the road closure in June, greenlighting races on August 3rd and September 13th. The stretch of road will be closed from noon Friday through noon Sunday. Organizer Randy Blakeman says racers from Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Colorado will compete, with 40 cars already pre-registered. Spectator gates open at 9 a.m., races begin at 10:30 a.m., and entry is $10. Kids 12 and under get in free. Viewers must bring their own chairs, and no pets, alcohol, weapons, or fireworks are allowed. Blakeman praised community and business support, saying it appears to be a success already. Proceeds will benefit local youth groups, and vendors will be on site. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.